Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last Temptation of Rick Pitino, a story of corruption, scandal, and the big business of college basketball, by Michael Sokolov, read for you by Joshua Kane. Prologue. Imagine for a moment if the characters who fixed the 1919 World Series were somehow still on the scene, operating in the shadows. Arnold Rothstein, the mobster who masterminded the whole thing, was immortal, or he had finally passed on, but his sons and grandsons and various minions and flunkies still rubbed elbows with players in chance meetings in hotel lobbies, drank in the same bars, and befriended their friends. They insinuated themselves, latched on, and never left. There was no Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the baseball commissioner, who restored faith in the honesty of the competition. But instead, what remained was a lingering stain and an ongoing whiff of suspicion. The sport continued to be a source of entertainment for millions, but it went through spasms of scandal every decade or two, and there was always the feeling that another one was coming around. If you followed baseball, you did so with a degree of skepticism. This is the history and current reality of college basketball. The sport has never been clean. It is an intimate game played on a small space with just five players aside, and it breeds relationships of all kinds, including unsavory ones. It was a magnet right from the start for gamblers, hustlers, and cons. City folks, mostly, on the fringes of a city game. Basketball's original sin is the practice of point shaving, the manipulation of scoring margins by players working at the direction of gamblers who have bet the point spread. The way it works is that competitors on a team favored to win, say, by 11 points, ease up enough to make sure they prevail by just 8. They don't want to cut it too close. They can still win the game while the Sharpies collect on their bets. It is a scheme so well suited to basketball that it grew up right along with the sport itself. Point shaving is said to date at least as far back as the pre-NBA Boston Celtics in the 1920s, just 3 decades after James Naismith nailed peach baskets to the walls of the gym at the Springfield, Massachusetts YMCA. And episodes of it have toppled major college programs and ended or curtailed the careers of some of the game's greatest players. The most famous of them was Connie Hawkins, an electric, high-flying player who was considered the Julius Irving or Michael Jordan of his day, but who lost his college career in the early 1960s and was banned by the NBA until he was 27 years old. There have been periodic outbreaks in the decades since, with prosecutions of gamblers and players connected to betting schemes at Boston College 1978, Tulane 1985, and Arizona State 1994. There is no reason to believe that point shaving does not still endure somewhere within the college basketball system. On September 26, 2017, just days before practices for a new season were to begin, college basketball experienced its biggest jolt since a coast-to-coast wave of point shaving nearly brought the whole sport down more than half a century ago. Standing at a lectern in a federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan, law enforcement officials revealed that the FBI had been investigating the criminal influence of money on coaches and student athletes who participate in intercollegiate basketball for more than 2 years. The FBI had used its customary methods, wiretaps, hidden cameras, and criminal suspects flipped and turned into informants to explore the sport's murky depths, down into layers that insiders would not want anyone to see. We're talking in the realm of hundreds of calls, consensually recorded meetings, some videotape meetings, probably a couple of dozen of those, a prosecutor explained. 10 people were arrested, including assistant coaches at 4 major programs. The sprawling federal case involved recruiting, but the root cause was the same as what has plagued college basketball from the beginning, the big money coursing through it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?